Proclamation number 7018 of 16th of January, 1958. Feature of the near end. He who has ears to hear. Many people will still experience God's grace of being addressed by Him in an unusual way, for He knows the degree of maturity of every individual soul. He also knows who allows himself to be touched by His grace, and He wants to come to the aid of all those who are of good will but are on the wrong path. And thus many people will still decide to turn back who are not expected to do so by their fellow human beings, and these will often be a clear admonition to their fellow human beings than sermons can be which are not delivered in all liveliness. God is still gathering His sheep before the end comes, and His call is not always without success. And yet every man's will remains free. Nor is an unusual gift of grace compulsory, for the same gift can be offered to many in the same way, but not all respond to it in the same way as individuals. Only this shall be told to you humans again and again, that God courts every soul until the human being's death, that He does not cease to extend His hand to him, which he only needs to grasp in order to be eternally saved. And the last time on this earth is an unusual time of grace because the adversary's activity also assumes unusual proportions. And no matter how much he rages during this time, every person still has the opportunity to come into contact with God's gifts of grace, but it is his free will which decides whether and how he uses the latter. The slightest will to only do the right thing on earth and to fulfill the actual earthly task can already earn him obvious indications, because God rewards such a will, because He reveals Himself to the human being in accordance with this will. Because He Himself grasps him and lovingly pushes him towards the right path. But the activity of God's adversary is also becoming ever more apparent, and it could open many people's eyes and many could recognize who is wielding his scepter in the last days. But people's lack of conscience also blinds them to all events which prove satanic influence. And no human being is forcibly made to see, only always called out to them, "He who has ears, let him hear. He who has eyes, let him see." And this is a clear characteristic of the approaching end and the activity of the Prince of Darkness. That exuberant joie de vivre, sensual pleasure and well-being are sought and striven for, that he drives people to actions of the lowest kind, that everything gets out of order and that no harmony whatsoever is to be found anymore, be it in the living together of people or also in creation and activity in any field. Everything is confused, distorted, the divine order has been overturned. It is a state which soon cannot be imagined to be worse. And yet God's grace rules in the midst of this chaos and still wants to save people from ruin. And it only requires goodwill for His grace to become effective. Which again and again individuals will muster and now also be able to free themselves from the shackles of the one who works unusually because he knows that he does not have much time left. Amen.